brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are into hour number two. After this quick break, we're going to have Lieutenant Colonel Lindsey Schaefer joining us. Look at this headline. TSA asked woman to prove her breast pump is real by making her pump both bottles full, they demanded, and to present it to them. And, of course, there's other cases where they make women now drink their milk in front of them to prove it's not weapons or dump it out. And it's all about the humiliation. It's all about what crazy orders can we give these people? Just like in boot camp, they give you crazy orders. And it's about, hey, follow my orders. So you pull up. There's a checkpoint. They're going to search your car. The Army's there. The Marines are there. I'm in New York, start filming troops with live ammo in their guns. They run over and cuss at me and say, turn your camera off. And I've always noticed, you know, troops that are intelligent, they don't act like that. They're the ones that are sent overseas. It's always goonies that I run into at these things. Goonies who just are so mindless and so stupid they can hardly talk. Oh, this country is in so much trouble, folks. I hope you realize this isn't a game. This is all real. This is all happening. I got to pinch myself sometimes. It is so wild what the New World Order is doing. Courts are ruling the police can pull you over, federal court, and they have these machines where they just suck everything out of your phone in a matter of minutes. And they say, give me your phone. And then they download the full contents of it. And they just had a federal court rule, your phones can have everything taken off of them without a warrant. I mean, that's just blatant, blatant. That'd be like saying they can come to your house and take your PC. But see, the courts call it a phone and everything on it. It's a smart computer. It's going to be on the head of a pin soon. Everything linked together. Soon, nothing will be held on the computer itself. It'll all be in clouds, so you won't have a choice. And they're saying they're just going to have access to all that without warrants. They already do. They just haven't told the local police that yet. They slowly dole it out. You're going to work with the Army in a secret operation. The Army's here. They're going to dress up in your uniforms and go on raids. Oh, what are we going to raid? Well, we're going to raid gun shops. Local police with ATF and Army and Marines for 24 years. We learned in 2001, saw the documents, photos, everything, it's in Road to Tyranny, that they've had a secret program for at least 24 years, raiding gun owners, raiding farmhouses, harassing patriots with the military. We're already under martial law. I told you NORTHCOM was coming. Got that now. All of it. We are an occupied country, and it has nothing to do with fighting Al-Qaeda. It is all about going after the American people. And everything, as I've told you for 10 years, that goes on the airports is a public dog training, Pavlovian operant conditioning program, and will be everywhere. Now the TSA is certifying at public school security. You saw that in New Mexico. They won't believe it. Guys, type in TSA at... New Mexico prom, and the hands go in the pants. The TSA is the master control switch. Uncertified, no constitution, no basic training, not bonded, not under the constitution, a whole separate group of drooling brown shirts who command and now train your police because the federal money comes in, your gunboats, your armored vehicles, your weapons. They take the money you seize from drug busts, goes to the feds and back to the states. And then they come and say, here are your commanders, drooling idiots. And you're like, that's crazy. Why? Stalin did it. Hitler did it. Chi-Coms did it. They always hire a drooling force to command. You understand that? This is what the New Order wants. Its armies are drooling idiots who will stand next to radiation machines all day. The army of evil is always a bunch of idiots. You understand that? And they always command the flower of the military.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer is with us for the rest of the hour. He's going to be on MSNBC and RT today. So he's done a lot of new research on the Iran situation. It's continually changing very quickly. He headed up Operation Stratus Ivy. And, of course, Abel Danger. He could have been able to kill bin Laden on multiple occasions and was blocked from doing so. His book that came out last year, what, Operation Darkheart, was a New York Times bestseller. But they blocked it for a while and excised a bunch of it out. Basically, it's punishment, because a lot of what was in there that they even excised out had already been reported. It was just from eyewitness accounts, so that was a way to punish him. I've got him on about Iran, about Syria, about where all this is going, but I wanted to first, because he was on hold listening during the last short segment, the fact that everywhere I go now, there's just regular Army, Marines, National Guard searching people. At Zilker Park, now it's just a giant park. Just random military touching people, herding children around. I've got articles here where they plan to use FEMA. Here's the Washington Post from 2003. Many anti-terror plans would stop parents from picking up children. I sent my reporters to Denver last year during a giant urban warfare terrorism drill, a tabletop exercise. And sure enough, they were practicing taking kids to the sports stadiums. Super creepy. Total acclimation for military operations, and now they've gotten rid of Posse Comitatus, basically, with this NDAA. Bruce Fine, constitutional scholar, congressional advisor, has said it is treason. Countless, Bob Barr, former congressman, former CIA, he says it's totally illegal. But we don't even need them to tell us that. This is blatant what you see in third world countries. And thank God our military has a long history of following the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We're not Venezuela or Nigeria, but they're trying their hardest. Instead, they're doing what Hitler did, the out-of-control bureaucracies are. They're creating a brown shirt. Stalin opened the prisons up and hired low-wage kind of just thugs to be his frontline goons because the history of the Russian military, who wasn't perfect, they still wouldn't do the type of purges that Lenin and then Stalin wanted. So that's what they're doing. Now, that's my view on this. The TSA is now in Dallas, sticking their hands in people's pants at the train stations and bus stations. They're now in San Antonio. They now have military police in San Antonio at the Riverwalk, where I used to go a few times a year. I was there, and I can't stand it. Looking at you, talking to you with sidearms on. I want to talk to Colonel Schaefer about this right now before we get into the huge issues with Iran and the rest of it. But clearly they're gearing up for a big war and then counterstrikes by Iran. And instead of them actually going after any assets, you guaranteed it's going to be used against the American people as the Homeland Security documents that I received from law enforcement 3 years ago that made national news show. They say the number one threat's returning veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives. So that's my briefing to everybody. And I know that's a large statement, Colonel Schaefer, but I wanted to state that wider spectrum of data points to where you'd have to be blind out there if there's new listeners to not know this is crossing the Rubicon. This is third world. This is North Korea. This is scary. What do you say to all that?
Well, I agree with you 100% regarding the Posse Comitatus issue. I'm one of the folks. I actually was in hearings in front of the House, the Senate Judiciary Committee back in 2005 on this very issue. And frankly, one of the things that held us back from doing everything we could have was Posse Comitatus. And I argue there's justification for working within the framework of Posse Comitatus. But in the case of the new NDAA, which was signed by the president at the end of December, there's no justification. And essentially, just so your audience understands what happened, the president has declared that anywhere in the world is now a battlefield. That is to say that where you're sitting this minute, where I'm sitting this minute, is technically a battle space, and therefore he has ultimate and absolute authority to do whatever the hell he wants, whenever he wants, to deem anyone a threat. And by the way, there's no oversight for how you go through a process of establishing someone's potential as a threat. And so Bruce Fein is a very close friend of mine, a constitutional scholar who has said very clearly that there is no legal basis for the NDAA to expand those level of authorities to the president. Now, there's been two clear abuses of this so far, and frankly, it preceded the NDAA. One is the assassination of Anwar al-Awlaki and his son. They are U.S. citizens. I don't care how you feel about them. I really don't. But the premise was, they're bad people, so we should kill them. Wrong answer. They were bad people, and they clearly violated the U.S. law. Then bring them to justice. Justice means giving them due process.
Well, you think you'd want to get a hold of them to get the so-called intelligence, but expanding on that,
there you go.
That sets the precedent to kill anybody.
And that's my thing as an intelligence officer. I'm glad you brought it up, because I always say, I am for the idea of live captures, because dead men literally don't tell any tales. So you've got to consider the intelligence value. And why they're doing that, I believe, in the case of Anwar al-Awlaki, before 9/11. And Alex, frankly, that's one of the things that no one wanted to come out, that this guy had been a double, triple agent, and they were actually working with him, with the FBI.
Colonel, I'm sorry to interrupt, but your phone cut out during that key point. Go back a minute ago, back to the beginning of al-Awlaki. Start over.
Al-Awlaki was actually an asset of the FBI before 9/11. So, frankly, Alex, one of the things this administration was doing on behalf of all administrations was covering their tracks. Anwar al-Awlaki had a documented relationship with the U.S. government and the Federal Bureau of Investigation preceding. That is before 9/11. So what they were doing, Alex, was going back covering their tracks. But beyond that, they have established, my second point, a star chamber, if you will, where you now have at least 4 to 5 U.S. citizens. That is to say, people of our status, your status, my status, any status of a U.S. citizen on the kill capture list. And no one knows how they got there, why they got there, what do you do to get yourself off the list, and oh, by the way, what justifies the unilateral use of deadly force when when no one can actually define what they did that was so threatening to the foundation of the Constitution that allows them to be assassinated on site. So this is where we're going with this. And I hope your audience understands this is not theoretical. This is not basically someone trying to drum up an area which, you know, that is fictional. This is truth. This is in the NDA. The language can be read by anybody. And the presidential signing statement, which he implemented, is basically he says, well, yeah, I've got this authority, but I'm not going to abuse it. And if you believe that, then you believe all the other things the president has said over the past 3 years, which have never come through. So I have a real problem with it, and your listeners should too.
Well, just going back to the issue that you raised before, but I want to flesh this out. I mean, this is illegal. Congress is supposed to authorize these military operations. And with the Libya situation and now with Syria and everything else, Congress is like, sure, we'll give you the authority. And Obama says, I don't need that, and puts out a policy statement that he gets his authority from the UN. I mean, it's bad enough for the president to say, I can do this on my own. That's obviously unconstitutional. But to say, I get my authorization from a foreign power made up of foreign governments, that right there is treason. And that's what Mr. Fine has said. That's what many other scholars have pointed out. I know you're still part of, you know, military and government think tanks and things, so it's hard for you to, you know, talk about that. But what else is it?
I agree with you. Well, no, I agree. No, Alex, your statement is absolutely correct. I mean, the president's obligation is to support and defend the Constitution. There's not a word in there about the United Nations or any other foreign countries within our Constitution. So clearly, and again, this is why you and I have discussed this before, the whole Libya operation was illegal. No funds were ever approved for the president to use in an operation, nor was there any U.S. military authority to drop one bomb. By the definition of the president's belief in Libya, we could technically use a tactical nuclear weapon on someone and never have to go to Congress permission by extending the logic the president used to justify the quote-unquote air campaign only. So, again, I agree with Bruce. Bruce has been on, and this is illegal. And this is not illegal in a small way. This is illegal in a very big way. And until the Congress grows a set of cojones to do something about it, you're going to continue to see this unfettered expansion of presidential authority, which I would argue, no matter who it is in the office, Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter, it's illegal.
Wow. Speaking of the end of Posse Comitatus, all the things that are happening, it seems like with Obama and Congress is going along with it to a great extent, they're just going for broke to try to set precedents to be able to get away with anything. Why are they so confident? Why are they so brazen when Congress has like a 9 to 10 to 11% approval rating, depending on which poll?
Well, I don't know. This is one of those things that I think I scratch my Hill. You know, I'm on the Hill quite a bit, you know, dealing with staff and members, and I scratch myself all the time looking at the fact that Congress has been literally asleep at the switch of doing its job, which is oversight. They clearly have the responsibility of the purse. Anything they don't, that they decide is not in the best interest of the Constitution of those people, they can defund. And so this is one of those things that I don't understand why they don't take a very strong position on things which are obviously illegal. And even if they can't do anything about it legally at the moment, they can defund it. So, you know, it makes it more difficult at least. And the second thing, and you probably know this, Alex, some of the folks I work with have actually sued the president over Libya. So, you know, one of the things that I think the president's counting on is that even if they catch him doing something illegal, he knows he's counting on the court system being very glacial and trying to track him down and force him to follow the Constitution. So I think right now it's just a brazen attempt to continue to expand the, you know, well beyond the George Bush issues. I think it's a continued attempt to expand the authorities and ability of the executive branch to do things without any oversight.
Well, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. And I know you teach at war colleges and also teach officers, but you know, but maybe some of the audience who's new doesn't. When presidents or the head of the Roman Senate, any time in history, start declaring they have all the power, every time this happens, look out. And I haven't seen anything like this since Lincoln, and that was a domestic issue then. Lincoln wasn't siding with foreign powers. He just said, I have this power. And the courts have judged and Congress has judged it was illegal. You know, regardless of which side of that fight, you know, people are on, it was illegal according to the Constitution. But Lincoln wasn't doing it for some foreign UN. I mean, it's so amazing to see the president. And we're going to come back and get into Iran. But I want you, when we come back, just briefly to give me your take on what I just said. I mean, the president says, I can do this because the UN said so. It is just mind-boggling. His latest book is Operation Darkheart, available in bookstores everywhere, an amazing read. He's Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, and he ran the unit that could have killed Bin Laden and was blocked from doing so. We'll be right back. Stay with us straight ahead.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Okay, the world is going into a deep crisis.
There's a man going...
Bill of Rights, the Constitution's being attacked. I want to get into Iran. I want to get into Syria, all of it, the situation with Russia, Pakistan. It's all just crazy with Colonel Tony Schaefer, best-selling book, Operation Darkheart. A really interesting fellow. I sent him out to just get him on about some of the wild things he can talk about and all the different operations he's been in. But right now, we were finishing up If you just joined us, talking about Obama says he can launch these wars because the UN says so, but they're not wars, even though they kill 35,000, 40,000 people. And it's just it's reaching new Orwellian proportions. We know they're funding opposition with a lot of al-Qaeda connections in Syria. They're using al-Qaeda groups against Iran. All of this is just getting wilder and wilder. Your points on that, Colonel?
Well, I think, you know, clearly the Middle East is a bad place. A lot of bad people live there. And I think, I think to be very direct about this, I think we've had a White House who has been naive to think that being nice to everybody is going to be the ultimate solution of bringing things forward. With that said, at the same time, I don't believe having the hammer. I mean, someone who has a hammer, everything tends to look like a nail. So, you know, what we've got to do is actually understand what is in our U.S. best interest. As you pointed out, I think a large part of our government's been focused really here at home on non-existing threats, which really, you know, should make everybody really worried by the fact that they're trying to establish so much authority to do domestic operations. And as we know, there's been very few incidents of domestic terrorism, but most of those have been prominently happened, which were actually of terrorist trained overseas, Faisal Shahzad, Abu Mutallab, the underwear bomber, Major...
Major Hassan, all being handled by the double agent Alaki.
And yeah, so exactly. So the threats are clearly overseas, and this is one of the things the administration continues to pretend otherwise. This also goes to the heart of the Iranian policy right now. The president's speech Sunday to AIPAC really, to me, was a political speech. If President Obama really believed everything he said, everything he said should have been something at the forefront of his policies 3 years ago. They weren't. So now we're left with a situation where I think there's a number of folks who want to go to war. There's no doubt there's a divide within both the conservative and liberal movements about what to do about Iran. Problem is this, Alex. There's a larger picture we're not paying attention to, which is the fact that we're about to see the beginning of a Sunni-Shia Cold War. And so we're not even worried about the fact that there's larger powers, the Pakistanis, who have nuclear weapons, the Saudis, who have always wanted to have access to nuclear weapons, and now you've got the Persians in the form of the Iranians actually developing theirs. And all of this is going to play out in a very bad way unless we figure out who we need to deal with, you know, in both long-term and short-term. And we're linking this directly to Syria. We don't know enough about the situation to actually side with someone, and yet we're involving ourselves. Much like we did in Libya, we chose to involve ourselves without fully understanding what that involvement would be. And I would argue that the tribal situation in Libya that exists today, with the toehold of al-Qaeda doing things on the ground there, was not what we intended, and frankly, it was predicted, though. And again, we're dealing with an administration.
No, you predicted it all here on air. Do we know what happened with the 10,000 missiles and 8,000 of them being high-tech?
Well, we know some of them ended up in Algeria. They were intercepted going across the border, so we can only imagine what happened to the ones we didn't see. It's going to be like a drug problem. You know, it's not the ones you capture that you have to worry about. It's the ones that you know are out there that you have no idea where they're at. So I think we're going to see long-term ramifications far after this year.
And then when jet airliners get blown up, taken off from the airport, I'm going to lose my liberties because they put al-Qaeda in Libya and gave them all these missiles. I mean, what you see is an excuse to power grab.
Right, exactly. And so that's what we're seeing across the board. So but with that said, though, we've got to look at the fact that the Iranians have been dealing with the North Koreans. And one of the things I think we talked about a little bit before is, look, the Iranians are just playing the same playbook as they did with the North Koreans. You know, the North Koreans did exactly what the Iranians are doing now, but the North Koreans did it back in the 90s. I actually worked operations and watched in slow motion as the then Clinton administration basically gave food to the North Koreans, did all these concessions, never received a thing back. We're in the same situation now with the Iranians, where basically there's a game of brinkmanship going on, and we continue to kind of give things away with no expectation of actually achieving victory, which I would argue kind of goes to your point, Alex. The administration really doesn't necessarily want to achieve any progress by the fact they will continue to amass, you know, power to do whatever the heck they want. And I don't think they're defining clearly what the threats are we need to be looking at and taking action against.
Well, when I see something in the Western media, I don't just believe it. But I went and looked it up, as you know, a couple months ago. I'm sure you saw it, where the head of their parliamentary section on intelligence said, we're going to attack Tel Aviv and New York if you attack us. That's a pretty reckless statement by Iran. I want to ask you about that when we get back, because they've been, I mean, as you know, pretty much just in proxy wars in the region. Why would they say that, or was that guy speaking out of turn? What does it mean that Ahmadinejad is now losing political power in the parliament and maybe out soon? I want to discuss where you see this going, what the inside baseball is there at the Pentagon with Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer after this quick break. Please stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
More Mr. Nice Guy. Okay, looking at this, we know there's been a covert war against Iran with proxy groups for at least 5 years because Bush put a policy statement out on it. It's intensified in the last year. They've been arresting U.S. citizens and others, and they're putting them on trial to be executed who they think are spies. Iran's got its proxy groups, Hezbollah, attacking Israel. Most of the Israeli advisors, for those that weren't aware of this, the former head of Mossad and others are saying, do not attack Iran. That'll dig them in with the population that they're unpopular with now. Iran's going to attack Israel on all sides. What is the inside baseball, Colonel, on a hot war with Iran? It looks like a lot of forces are building up in the region. What are you hearing right now on this front, and how does Syria tie in? How does Russia getting more hardline? How does Pakistan? How does China? Because it looks like the battle lines are being drawn.
The Chinese and Russians have been strong advocates of both Syria and Iran for a while. And let's be brutally honest here. A lot of the technology we're worried about has come from the Chinese and Russians and some from the North Koreans. So the fact that there's cooperation, we know. The question becomes, what will come of that cooperation? and let's go to the whole idea of the Iranian government and the upcoming elections. And let me be very clear on this. The Iranians, as you know, are, you know, I mean, I don't know if people understand, they're not monolithic. They don't have a single group who actually knows what they want to do. You have people who are as rational as you and I, who are at the top of the government. At the same time, you have these radicals who believe in the Tulf Imam and the whole idea that, that by creating chaos, they will have this religious figure reappear. So some of those folks are that radically committed to a radical course of action. But as you know, Ahmadinejad is coming up for re-election. Those elements within the government, those conservative mullahs don't like him. And so I think you're going to see a lot of things playing out. So what we need to do, Alex, frankly, to kind of cut to the chase is do everything we can to create chaos within their own ranks. Anything we can do to actually encourage democracy, encourage those groups who are for reform, who want democracy, we should do everything we can to encourage them and create their own level of chaos within the government. And let's remember, they're Persians, they're not Arabs, and they have a very proud culture who are very proud of what they accomplished over, you know, the past 2,000 years. So we've got to look at that and use it to our advantage. With that said, they have developed a new class of nuclear weapons. There's articles out today indicating that the North Koreans have probably been paid to actually conduct deep underground nuclear research and weapon attempt, basically using nuclear weapon actual warheads, exploding underground. So I think the Iranians are further ahead than what General Clapper, the director of National Intelligence, cares to admit.
All right, let me ask you this question, because I've got family and other sources years ago, like 2 years ago, saying Iran has primitive nuclear weapons but not delivery systems. But then is that internal Pentagon propaganda? I mean, I know you have a high security clearance.
I agree. No. I do. I'm one of the proponents that says that they have at least two weapons. They have no way to deliver them. And the basis for this, and you again, I would encourage your audience to go do their own due diligence. Look at what the French and Germans are reporting. There's been some reports out recently by some foreign countries other than ours who are saying, look, there's clear evidence that the North Koreans have been cooperating with the Iranians on development of nuclear systems. The question becomes, obviously, is that putting it on the warhead. The last overt North Korean blast, which occurred a couple of years ago, was a very small magnitude. Everybody's saying, it was a fizzle. No. What they were going for is miniaturization, Alex. What they're trying to do, both sides, the North Koreans and Iranians, are trying to miniaturize so they can put these things on delivery systems. So I agree with you that I think they're working right now to put these things on delivery systems, which will allow them to throw these nuclear weapons outside of their border. Right now, they cannot deliver them using modern technology. But again, simply having it does not mean that the intent to use it is there. And that's where I think the question is.
Well, let me go to this place then. What about Pakistan? Because I see that as a greater threat to everybody, that they're very unstable and have over 100 nukes and medium-range delivery systems, as you know. That's on record. They're very technologically advanced. And everything I see the Pentagon doing is further destabilizing. And I can see you saying, well, destabilize Iran so they can get, you know, more moderates in power. But then what about Pakistan? I mean, aren't these policies actually pushing Pakistan into the arms of China?
Well, I think that we've misunderstood the Pakistanis. The Pakistanis for this entire war, Alex, have been on one side, the Pakistani side, and yet we pretended otherwise. So by the things we've done, I think have had the unintentional. I don't believe we've intentionally sought out to destabilize the Pakistanis for the very reasons you mentioned. We know they have nuclear weapons. We know they have nuclear delivery systems. But I think the unintended consequence of us forcing them to do things against their best interest, which is essentially to say, you know, we force them to take and do something against the Taliban. The Taliban are their own creation, Alex. We're trying to get them to do things which they don't want to do. And by doing that, we've created this other element of the Taliban within Pakistan who is now working to destabilize it. So we've helped create the chaos within their system by asking them to do things against their own interest. That is the Pakistani interest. And plus, you have the Indians. So we've allowed the Indians to do a great number of things in Afghanistan. By doing that, we've then further destabilized the situation. This is a situation where we should have asked Indians to just sit it out. We don't need you there because your presence there will help destabilize things.
Well, no kidding. That's the ancestral enemy they've had all these wars with. It's crazy. I mean, come on. The Pentagon, the CIA, they've got to know that bringing the Indians in was going to turn the Pakistanis against them.
They did. And that's why you've seen the Haqqani network be so still effective in retaining its ability to launch operations within Kabul and other parts of Afghanistan. And the Pakistanis are never going to give it up. So again, Alex, we've helped create and ferment the destabilization path of Pakistan by our own ham-handed way we've handled it. And this is one of those things the Pentagon, General McChrystal even said this recently in London, that we barely have a surface understanding of the cultures with which we're dealing. And so when you have policymakers with authority, with no knowledge of the culture, what you're seeing the inevitable result of this ham-handed, half-baked policy of dealing with the Pakistanis in such a way that we've destabilized the situation.
No kidding. All right, what is the inside baseball on an Iran attack? Because it looks like Obama's playing this whole peacenik angle publicly that he doesn't want war, but now after meeting with Netanyahu, he says we will take action. But from everything I've seen, it is a strategy of tension, balkanization, order out of chaos. At many levels, I don't think it's ham-fisted. Sure, mid-level, some of the bureaucrats. I mean, this larger strategy looks like it's an attempt to bring the world into turmoil so that there can be distractions from the bank looting and the rest of it. But what are you hearing on an Iran attack?
Well, they're split. I mean, clearly, let's just look at the facts here. One of the key facts, Alex, is that it would take over 300 sorties, that is 300 air missions, to just hit the known nuclear facilities, the known nuclear. And obviously, we know that the Iranians have secret nuclear programs. So, you know, you've got to look at that realistically. So we have folks clearly who think we could do it. We have the military capacity. I don't think the Israelis could do it without us for any number of reasons. And I think that's the big debate right now. Do we go in with them or not? Do the Israelis want to attack? There's no doubt they do. The question becomes, can they and will they? Ultimately, the other thing we have to look at here is that the Jericho 3, the Israelis' delivery system is nuclear capable. The Israelis do have nuclear weapons. And if push came to shove, obviously they do have the ability to launch nuclear weapons. Obviously, that would be something that would put the whole region in turmoil. But we don't want that. No one wants that. So the question becomes, what is the middle course which would help stabilize things and back everybody off? And that, I think, has to be one where we look at other, you know, I'm not a proponent of the negotiation. I think it's a day late, a dollar short. At the same time, I don't think we can afford to do a full-on military attack only. So there's some middle ground, and that middle ground would be, you know, the dark arts. We've got to look at how we can actually do things without actually attacking. One general I've talked to several times, Alex, about this, former Central Command commander, has said the moment a ship gets scratched going through the Straits of Hormuz by miscalculation, we're talking about $6 to $7 a gallon oil. And I think that's realistic. So, I don't think the Obama administration really wants that level of expense to interfere with.
Well, just the saber rattling's got gas prices exploding.
The $5 or more soon. Yes, absolutely. So again, I don't think it's in the administration's best interest to see that, because that will definitely hurt his reelection campaign potential. So I think if nothing else, they're going to try to keep a lid on this until after the election. So I see the administration trying to keep this padded down until we're past November, because obviously that their big objective right now is to keep oil prices not going too high, even though ultimately they want them high, but low enough that they get to the election and get reelected. And I think obviously.
Okay, so after the election, instead of an October surprise, because if they did it close enough to that, even if gas prices went up, people tend to line up and you know, rally around a president, period, when we're in a big war. Let me expand on this. How do you expect, and what are your colleagues saying? What's the consensus, if there is one, on the Russians? Putin's been reelected, if you believe that. Their stocks have gone up. That means the hardliners are in. You've got the Chinese president saying prepare for war with the U.S. You've got the Pentagon acting like the Middle East isn't even an issue and sending all these fleets and troops to the Pacific. Why is there this realignment against Russia and China right now?
Well, first problem we have, just something to find up your audience to understand, we have no grand strategy. We have no idea what we're doing globally. We don't. And one of the things that even during the Cold War, Alex, we kind of had a strategy of how we're going to do things. We don't have that. No one has sat down and figured out how we're going to do things. All they know is they're going to cut the budget. With that said, then, we've left the door open for chaos. You have General Clapper saying one time, one thing in testimony about the Muslim Brotherhood not being a threat, being one thing and another. At the same time, you've got the military expansion in the Pacific. So, again, I think it's almost like there's nobody really thinking things through. What is the second? We're playing checkers, not chess. So what we need to do now as a country is really force the administration, whoever's in power, trying to figure out what are we actually trying to do with our multi-billion-dollar military.
Well, that's my next question. That's what I see, is you've got all these special interests who all want different things.
Right.
And so it's like America's become this robot that's getting all these different orders and smoke's coming out of its ears. And so even though we've had a corrupt elite and problems in this country before, now I'm really starting to agree with you. And I didn't think this just a few years ago. I don't think the elites can get their act together as bad as they are. It's crazy. They've got all these weapons, all these systems. They've got level 4 bioweapons development. They're putting in level 2 facilities. I mean, it's they're crazy. They don't know what they're doing. Congress is insider trading, mistresses partying. We've had corrupt elites, but at least they were professional in the past. I think we are getting a bunch of moron, power-tripping, hubris-filled playboys, and that spells disaster. I mean, that spells war. That's because, man, I just have a bad feeling. I mean, I integrate all the info together, and my gut tells me this: we are cruising towards calamity.
I agree with you, and I think that's the problem here, Alex. We got to get our act together because you have, like you said, you have huge economic interest in the Pentagon. One of the reasons we're bogged down in Afghanistan is we know the issue is Pakistan. We know that. One of the reasons we're bogged down is because you have something called, my friend, and you probably know him, Jerry Doyle, calls it combat to commerce. You have people with huge investments in defense spending. And that's one of the reasons the Supercommittee failed. Let's look back at the Supercommittee. Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania and Patty Murray from Washington State both have Boeing in their districts. Do you really believe that congressmen and women are going to cut the budgets that would hurt their own constituents? There's no way. So we've allowed the system to create itself in such a way that people cover their constituents by ensuring this huge spending goes on without a real focus or purpose within the context of the spending, and we've got to get a handle on it.
Wow. What does your gut tell you right now? I mean, not making predictions, but right now, the current course we're on, 60-40, 60 for an Iran attack in the next year, or is it 60% not a war, 40%? I mean, what's your gut?
I do believe, based on everything I'm hearing and what I believe, there's a better than even chance that there will be an attack before the fall. I think it would be towards the fall, and it'll be one of those things that I think there'll be clear indications it's coming, despite the Israelis trying to hide it. I think that this is padded down probably through the summer, and something will happen this fall. Like you point out, either everybody will rally around the president because we have to fall in with the Israelis, or the gas prices will drive them out of office. It could go either way. And I think that's one of the calculations the White House will continue to try to ascertain within Poland. Again, I believe the president's speech yesterday on the APAC organization was purely political. It had nothing to do with the national security realities. If he really was focused on diplomacy, Alex, he should have done that 3 years ago. Instead, now we're behind the power curve, and I think it's all about political equations designed to get him through and get him reelected in November one way or another. So,
what do you think about admitted George Soros-type State Department programs that he stabilized and mess around inside Russia? I mean, I don't think they're going to be successful doing that. I think they're going to completely get Russia to unify its elite in an anti-Western stance that will probably cause more trouble down the road.
I agree with you. I mean, the Russians have their own interests. The Russians, there's an old saying back in the Cold War, the Russians used to say, what's ours is ours and what's yours is negotiable. And so, you know, they are now reasserting themselves as a global power. We have to understand that. The more we mess around with them, I think the more we have the potential of doing bad things. Frankly, you know, maybe we got to look at playing the Russia card as we did during, you know, as Nixon did with China during the Cold War.
Exactly.
And I think we need to look at how, you know, the Russians and us have a lot of common interests if you really sit down and look at it. So I think we ought to be looking at how we can align interests together to do things to be a global ally rather than.
Can you imagine if the U.S. started becoming a partner and trading with Russia? It would be great for both economies. But again, special interests don't want that. I mean, that's what Ron Paul, people say, well, Ron Paul, he wants to be with the Muslim extremists. No, he understands this empire is on its last legs.
Right.
What's your take on Ron Paul?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, Alex, I said this publicly, I think his policy is the most realistic on Iran. The more we pick him, the more we poke him, the more the people will be apt to unify around the current government. We really don't want that. So I think we need to be very careful to say, look, we are against your government developing and having nuclear weapons, which could be used for purposes of creating war. At the same time, we're not against the Iranian people. It's a tough thing to do, but we got to do that. And I think Ron Paul is right in that, we need to look at how we can reach out and negotiate and be involved in trade with powers, and at the same time limit our focus of using force. I think we're too apt to use force like we did in Libya, and take a step back and figure out what is really in our interest to do. So I'm hoping that the other candidates will start listening to Paul and some of his common sense. At the same time, I think he wants to pull back too much. I think we need to maintain order. We are the big dog on the block, so to speak. I think it is our responsibility to maintain lines of communication, lines of commerce, because it is in the best interest of the world to keep that lifeblood flowing. And if we don't do it, we allow it to fall to someone else. I don't think they will be all as kind as we are. So.
Well, I just think the special interests running this country have proven that they just run off to their armored, Swiss redoubts after they suck countries dry. And what do they think they're going to do after they've imploded the U.S.? I mean, they're going to bring the whole world into chaos, and it's time for the elite to realize how much danger they've put everybody, including themselves. Colonel Schaefer, a best-selling author of Operation Darkheart, of course, OperationDarkheart.com. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Look forward to talking to you in the near future.
Thank you, Aisha. Thanks for having me. Great to be
you
here.
You bet. Great to have you. All right, there goes Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer. Really intelligent, informed guy on a wide spectrum of issues. I'll hit some other news, then we've got a guest joining us from Syria. A Syrian girl, we'll just leave it at that. Very interesting and informative. That is coming up. Then I'm going to air some clips from my Dallas speech. It's now up in high res at PrisonPlanet.tv.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You. good old George Strait. By the way, coming up in the next hour, we're going to have Syrian girl from an undisclosed location joining us. And she is Syrian, breaking down her perspective on what's happening over there. In fact, we'll put her on screen here for just a moment if people are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. And just so folks can see her there, we'll be going to her again at the start of the next hour. So there she is on screen. We'll be talking to her here in about 5 minutes. Okay, some of the other news that we've got here, obviously, that needs to be covered. In a new Ohio poll, Ron Paul, most competitive against Obama. There's literally hundreds of major polls now in the last year that show him beating Obama better than any other candidate. But does the GOP leadership want that? No, they want to go around blocking Ron Paul everywhere because he's the only person that's a real candidate on the Republican ticket who is not completely insane like they are. Also, Paul Watson's got a report coming out any time. In fact, let me hit refresh on Infowars.com and see what's going on there. No, it's not up yet. He's going to have a report very, very soon on all over the United States. They have military at public events, including Austin, directing everybody. Just total acclamation for martial law. Some of the other articles at Infowars.com. H.R. 347, another step in the elimination of the First Amendment. NATO invasion of Syria set for this month. Paul Joseph Watson, big article. But it's not an invasion. It's a peace mission like Libya. That's all part of the Orwellian nature. And if you question that admitted lie, that no, that's a war, it's not peace, they're like, shut up, conspiracy theorist. Question anything we say is evil. Obama's second term odds spur rush of gun buying. Record gun sales, and people say, we don't trust the president, we think he's a criminal, in major studies. And they said they're worried about collapse. Again, globalist, we've been there warning people, you're not going to get the jump on us. Don't try to start a civil war. The police and military are going to join us. I can guarantee you the military is. 70%+ give their money to Ron Paul and the military. They give money. Well, that's got the system worried. You may be able to steal the election from Ron Paul, and I told folks that was going to happen. You still got to support him because he gets the word out. But he is the real nominee. Continuing, Afghanistan failed war from a false empire. Holder to justify killing Americans on foreign soil. And we have that other big report here. U.S. court approves warrantless searches of your cell phones when the cops pull you over. So that's some of the crazy news on that front. I may have to suspend this because I don't have the money to hire more shipping people. We got like 600 orders over the weekend for the 100 InfoWars business cards. Two bumper stickers and a citizen rule book for one penny. All you pay is the $4.95 for shipping, and that is the shipping cost, is $4.95. Because, I mean, at this rate, they can only ship about 300-400 orders a day. It's going to cause a problem. But I'm going to keep it up there for a little bit longer and then maybe increase the price just a little bit because I can't even – I'll lose even more money if I hire more people and then try to ship it out. It's one thing to give stuff out at cost, but I can't lose money or we won't be here. We got a bunch of deals on the website. I'm leaving up one more day, and then it is going. All my films for $99, plus Jason Burmes' film, normally $380. So that's a 70%+ discount, and that will end tonight just because they're overwhelmed back there. And they said, do we have to change it now? We promised it will be gone tomorrow. So they got to put a new special up when that's gone. It's going to go up to like $165 for all of them tomorrow. Still a great deal. So InfoWars.com, refuel our tanks in the InfoWar. InfoWars.com, bunch of specials up there. We got bumper sticker specials at cost as well. We've got the spray paint stencils, the spray paint legal and lawful areas like your own property with InfoWars.com. You can also call 888-253-3139 to talk to our crew and order that way. 888-253-3139. Back in 60 seconds with Syrian Girl on Syria. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.